listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. That's right. You find me on social media, anywhere you look, anywhere you know. And my handle is I am Sean Mulroney. As simple as that. If you ain't following me, please follow along. As well as go to theobesityrevolution.com. We got some great help there for people that are struggling with obesity, great resources. So we're there for you. We're a group of people that want to help each other, and especially during a time when nobody wants to deal with us, and there's not people that we pretty much are like castaways. And the Obesity Revolution isn't that. We are a tribe. I mean, we want people that are struggling to come right along with us, and we'll help you. And those of you that are listening that haven't, maybe this is your first time listening to the podcast, we're here to help. We want to help you. They also, the people that maybe you're listening right now that you don't struggle with obesity, maybe you don't understand obesity. Well, that's okay. Just don't think you know more of people and sort of criticize people that are obese because you don't understand. It's easy to criticize things that we don't understand. And people do it, especially with obesity, which is the last acceptable prejudice, especially in America. And I sort of want to create awareness and kill the assumptions. And that's what we do with our four pillars. I say it all the time, our four pillars, you go back, you go to our website, know what it is. We're identifying the problem. We're educating about the problem. We're inspiring about the problem. And then we're executing about the problem. So that's what we want to do. That's what we aim to do. We're on your side. We need more people, doctors, health and fitness, anybody that's in that profession of, medicine, anybody that's a hospital, equipment. We got to go to the manufacturers. We want to change, the seating problem, in doctor's offices, and anywhere. We don't, going anywhere is almost like a crime. And let alone being ridiculed all the time. And I don't stand for it. And I know what my struggle is. I know where I've been. I know how hard it is to get up, when you're struggling. And this last season for me has been really trying, to say the least. Especially I was in rehab for 15 weeks. Could barely walk. I lost my ability to walk, for 8 months. And that was the most trying time. And then getting and relearning that, 18 months ago, I was in the gym going twice a week. And, people say, well, you're just not, you're not doing this. You need to do this. Well, nah. We don't need armchair quarterbacks, or people that are on the sideline and saying, well, you're doing this wrong or you're doing that wrong. No, we need people, to get behind us and support us. And if you've never been obese, learn about it. And that's what I want to do tonight. I want to address the current day-to-day problems that we as obese people face. The lack of facilities, the amenities, the weight-bearing equipment, it means that we're a growing population. And there's actually the percentage in America is actually more obese people than anybody else. And it's an ongoing, by in the next 5 years, it's going to be over 1 billion people that are obese. And, you know, the population is subjected to poor quality of life and ostracization, you know, from society. We get ostracized and built, you know, all these things are that normal weight people don't understand because it's built for them. And then it's like we're made to, you know, hey, less than that. That we say it all the time. You wouldn't do that to a drug addict that's trying to recover. And especially when you don't know. And many people assume that obese people are always happy as we get to eat what we want to, because that's not really true. Is that there's different things. There's people that have triggers. There's things. Why does anybody do something that is overboard, you know, addictive, or that have to do it, whether it be trauma in their past, whether it be, you know, hormonal, whether it be metabolic, I don't know, genetics. You know, it is an endocrine disease, and that is by the AMA, the American Medical Association, and people just don't see it. And that, you know, if you're an obese person yourself, you must know what I'm saying right now. If you're not, you have no clue about it. And that's what I'm going to go over, is that I want to discuss for a little bit the day in the life of a fat person, okay? I'm saying that because I am one, and I can give you a bird's eye view of it, okay? And the thing is I'm a little upset the way obese people are treated. I really am. It makes me to where we don't belong. Just because we're 100, 200, 300 pounds overweight, we're still human. Now, I want to look into this and some of the most common everyday struggles for people like me living with obesity. And the list is, I could be here all day telling you. I'm just going to pick out some certain things that go into it, and I'm telling you, I'm upset. I'm, you know, number one, hurt. You know, I'm mad. I get all these emotions and that come from when people like us are ostracized, that we don't have any meaning in life, people say. Now, mind you, let me say this. I don't believe in, you know, hey, fat is healthy. It's not. Being fat, listen, I'm human positive. And I want somebody that if you're 500 pounds, you should get just as much respect as a person that's 150 pounds that has a chiseled chest and six-pack abs. Come on, folks. You know, I'm telling you like it is, because it's hard. It's hard to want to get acclimated back into society, because all these things that are happening to us that are struggling, the everyday, day in and struggle with the being a fat person. That's what it is. Or being morbidly obese. Or being obese. You know, there's mobility problems, okay? It's a vicious cycle. The more you weigh, the more restricted your movements are, okay? And therefore, the higher your weight gain, and extra weight also contributes to joint and back problems, which in turn restrict your movement. Well, you just say, well, why don't you just lose weight? Do you think we thrive on hurting day in and day out? I live in a 4 or 5 pain. Now, I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for anybody. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes to say, listen, let me have some empathy if you've never been there, and let me do something. Let me be, you know, cordial. Let me be kind. You know, short, fat, skinny, or tall, being kind fits us all. I don't care. We need more kindness. We need more people to respect us as a human being. And instead of going all the way through these mobility problems that we have, how hard it is to walk, you know, how hard it is to move, to get out of bed, you know, to get into a bathtub or even to get into a shower. And let alone the driving. You know, I haven't been able to drive for 10 years. And it's just, you know, that's one of my big goals. I can't wait to get there, to be able to get behind the wheel of a car again. And I haven't been able to, thank God for my wonderful wife. You know, it's just painstaking, but I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me, okay, or anybody. I'm just letting you see, giving you a bird's eye view of what it is. These restricted movements, can't drive a car, you know, got to watch where you go with the seating, or, you know, how far do I have to go? You know, obese people often suffer from loss of muscle mass, which makes them weaker, which makes me weaker. And it is. It just goes to show you what it does. And our bodies aren't made to carry this weight. There, I said it. Because you think that, oh, I'm just out there, just, you know, go ahead and treat us like we're... No, it's not. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate being obese. I hate it with a passion. I hate obesity. You know, it was never my goal whenever I was in junior high and high school to set out to my highest weight. I was going to be 638 pounds. Or it wasn't. I never wanted to be that way. Never. And we often think that, wait a minute, I can understand and bring people through that. You know, or I said 687. I was, you know, it was a struggle. You know, it was bad. You know, how about, you know, the difficult of managing the most basic home activities? You know, getting into a bath or a shower, like I said. You know, and the lack of mobility causes difficulty. You know, and, you know, climbing stairs. Stairs, that's easy, man. That's my accent from Pennsylvania. Climbing stairs, there you go. You know, cleaning the house and bathing. And as obese people, as we grow older, the further the mobility issues arise. And most end up in a wheelchair and bedbound, if nothing else. And this, something's got to be done. You know, these diet companies, I hate that. I hate the diet companies. You know, they're just there to make money. They never work. I tried every one of them. I've lost 1 million pounds and gained it back. You know, shopping, going to the grocery store. You know, let alone people looking at you while you're in the grocery store, because they're, you know, they're thinking, you know, people, it's easy to pick out a fat person's faults. You know what I'm saying? They do it all the time. You know, every day we're not even thinking about it. We can't do the task that go out there, that if we have to shop for clothes, I can't go to a store. I have to shop by a magazine. I go to King Size Direct. That's where I get my clothes from. And finding the right size clothes, because the material changes and it wasn't built. It wasn't built around a person that's obese. They just add more material to it. So a 6X is just really a 1X times 6 without anything. It's not catered to a person that is that size. It's just you get it, and then guess what? It either fits good or not, or you need to go up to the next size or go down. It's sort of trial and error, okay? And, you know, feeling judged when, you know, shopping for groceries. And inevitably, many obese people become housebound, I said, which in itself can lead to depression. Listen to me. I talk to a lot of people. And that are bedbound, that are homebound for years. They're in a constant state of depression. And then there's so many tentacles. Like, think about it. The root of addiction, that people get addicted to drugs and alcohol. Think of the roots that come, that you don't just get right there and then just clip one root. They go on forever, just like a tree, an oak tree, doesn't have, roots go miles and miles and miles away from where it was planted. And people think, well, I can just take care of this real quick. Oh, you just need to lose weight. Eat less, move more. Hogwash. Sick of it. It's bull crap. Don't tell us that. You know, even traveling. You know, I was traveling all over the country up until 10 years ago. I was going to schools, speaking in schools, doing drug, alcohol, and violence prevention assemblies. I had to come off the road because of lymphedema. Getting infections after 28 infections and 21 hospitalizations, I know what it does. And I know every time I go 10 steps, I get knocked back 20. I go one step, I get knocked back 10. That's the vicious circle. And people think, oh, you just need to do this. They give you a list, okay? But I look at them and I'm thinking, wait a minute. You have never experience this. And I just can't tell you that there's more to it. This is the day in the life, let alone going to the dentist. You know, most people that are obese have decaying teeth. Okay. I know I do. Do you know what it's like to find a dentist that has a chair that would accommodate us? Let alone going to the doctor. And you think, wait, you're Sean, quit. I'm not complaining. I'm telling you the facts. And I'm telling you what we need to do about it. There is a solution. And dental treatment, you go there. I remember whenever I could go, how hard it was. You know, finding, you know, a place, going to get glasses. You know, getting your eyes examined. You know, can't fit into the eye examination chair. You know, it's everything that things need to change. That's all. Yeah, I need to change my way. I need to want to lose weight. Nobody is going to lose weight until they want to. But you know what I say? Get a want to. Get a why that makes you cry. And you will do whatever it takes. I promise you. You know, going to dental and doctor's appointments are either because we don't want and we're embarrassed to go, or their dental practice only has conventional dental chairs with a restricted weight allowance, just like the doctors. The doctor's offices are not built for obese people. The result is that many obese patients can't fit in to the chair and therefore can't be treated. See, obesity is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. But in today's world made by normal-sized people, yes, I said it, it's catered for normal-sized people because everybody thinks we did this to ourselves. Shut up about that. Everybody thinks, well, you did that to yourself, you're going to get punished. But a person that's 180 pounds can eat like an obese person. They're praised. We're punished. They're praised. Steps, you know, to go up steps. You know, we need to take these steps to be taken to help obese people improve their quality of life by providing a way for us to participate as members of society. That's what we need to do. You know, we're finding a bariatric dental chair, finding a bariatric friendly doctor's office. You know, this goes on. How about this? Undo health tips. I am obese, so I obviously am aware of the health hazards of being obese. But there are still people out there offering me free advice. So such as carrying excess weight can cause heart disease and diabetes. Well, mister, I'm very well knowledgeable of it. And I'm glad you gave me that useless piece of information. Anybody that has ever said, have you tried this? Why don't you try this? Why don't you try this? You know what? I don't want to listen to them. If you don't have no skin in the game, then quit trying to give people advice that you don't even know the problem. You know, I also know that being obese may lead to many health hazards, you know, including varicose veins and lymphedema and diabetes. So please listen to me. Stop giving me or anybody else that's obese free advice and mind your work and be supportive. The best way to help us is don't give us advice, give us support. How about that? Because we get that enough, especially with relatives and family, and especially the taunting that can come from family and friends. I had it growing up like nothing. You know, everybody called that, said, man, you need to lose weight. You need to lose weight. Oh, man, you're going to, what are you doing to yourself? You eat too much. You know, everything was around that. And then after a tiring day of struggling to keep, you know, my esteem high, despite facing issues related to obesity, listen to me, when you come home and your family starts giving you advice by staying fit, I think that is my threshold of tolerating the consequences of being obese. Quit ridiculing people and family that you know that are obese. Quit it. Be done. I'm not going to take it. I think I want to play that song by Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. What do you want to do when you get out of here? I want to rock. So here's the thing. You know, obesity is not a healthy way of living. Did you hear me? You say, oh, man, come on. He's promoting just, you know, be fat. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I am not promoting to stay fat. We got to lose this weight. We got to get obesity some kind of solution so we can do and have the tools that the normal size people have so that they can go about their life. And that's what it is. You want us to lose weight? Well, guess what? It's time to give us the tools in order to achieve that. Did you hear me? I'm going to say it again. I am not promoting to stay fat. I am promoting for you that have never been obese to support us instead of criticizing us. And why don't you help us through this? Why don't you be supportive? And you don't have to even say anything. Bite your tongue, whatever you have to do. Pull your tongue up and I don't know. But you need to stop. Because obesity, let me say this again, is not a healthy way of living. And I am not promoting it here. But the first step toward leading a healthy life is self-acceptance. Hence, if you go through all the above, don't worry, you're not alone. Did you hear me? Right now, you're struggling with obesity. You don't know where to turn. You need to start loving yourself and accepting yourself for who you are. And you know what the first thing I did? I accepted myself at 687, because if I didn't accept myself at 687, I wasn't going to accept myself at 187. So accept yourself when nobody else does. Practice self-love. You got to love yourself. When nobody else does, the obesity revolution, I will. You got a friend. You got a friend. You got support here. You're not alone. Listen to me. Every one of you that struggle with obesity right now, I love you, and you're not by yourself. And every obese person faces this. And it is a part of your life you will need to accept and not really care about. You know what I got to? I said I accepted myself at 687, and guess what else I did? I drink a big old cup of I don't give a rip every day. I don't care what people think. Oh, man, Sean fell off the wagon. He's not really, yeah, okay. Well, why don't you come and ask me rather than assuming? Can't stand people that gossip and always got to talk about other people's business. You don't even know the first thing about somebody that what they're going through. So guess what? You know what? There's a really good word to do when you don't know what to do. Shut up. That's it. And it's a part of our life. And you'll need to accept and not really care about it, like I said. This will help your focus to shift toward bringing a difference in your lifestyle and in others. Bottom line, I promise you, if you start loving yourself like you should, if you accept yourself for who you are, do you hear me? If you accept yourself for who you are, it's going to make a difference. It's going to shift your whole paradigm. Because, man, I love myself. And it took a lot because I had a lot of things that I went through. And that's why my book's coming up, out, Becoming Larger Than Life, Addressing the Elephant in the Room. And it's going to be coming very soon. So I went through everything that would took me to become larger than life. And you'll see, because I'm like an onion, I'm very complex. But the thing is, you that are struggling with obesity, start loving yourself. Start not giving a care or a rip of what people think. And start accepting yourself for who you really are. I promise you, that's your first steps you need to take. And get your psyche, your psychological aspect, mental health, and your mindset. If you don't do that, you're going to be like a hamster running on a hamster wheel. You say, why? How do you know that? I've been there a lot of times. And you that don't struggle with obesity, can you support us? Can you find out, hey, you matter? Why don't you go up to somebody that's obese? Just go out of your way and say something kind to them. If they're out in public, I guarantee it they'll get shocked because they're waiting and walking through or riding their wheelchair through places, and people are just looking at them like they're, you know, the hunchback from Notre Dame. So let's do this. This is the day in the life of a fat person. Things need to change. And we're going to change it. And it starts all the way up from the house. It starts all the way in families. It starts in government. It starts in medicine, doctors, doctors' offices, dentist's office, every place, seating, anything mobility, that's what needs to change. We got to change it. We got to create awareness and kill the assumptions. And you know what? If you have a family member that's obese, God help you if you make fun of them and shun them and make fun, just call them names and make them feel like they're less than. God help you. So, you know what? I love what I do. I love this podcast. I love you that support the Obesity Revolution, the podcast, and myself. And that's what I'm saying. Let's make a difference, please. And I got your back. Remember that. I got your back. A lot of people have my back. I got your back. So until next time, remember, get healthy, stay healthy, love yourself. Don't care what anybody thinks about you. Accept yourself for where you're at. And you out there that are obese, that aren't obese, why don't you accept us rather than criticize us? I love you all. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.